It's time for our Titan Coaches Show with Humboldt Table Rock Senior Coach Grant Tuttle. Last week, the Titans took on one of the top teams in Southeast Nebraska this year in eight-man football, Elmwood Murdoch. Coach, 68-6, and that score sounds awful, and it is if you're on the wrong side of it, of course. But, boy, talking to you earlier, and it is just a miserable year for injuries, and you get a football team that is, well, beat up, frankly.
Yeah, you know, entering the year, we had 18 kids. A couple kids dropped out early and took us down to that number. And then we have lost, you know, four or five guys here or there and haven't ever gotten – we've not had one game where we've gotten a chance to play with our entire roster. And so, yeah, last week we found ourselves playing with a total – like we started with 12 and by the end of it we had – you know, 10, 11, somewhere around there, depending on who could go when. So it was rough. It was a tough game when you have those kinds of numbers against Elmwood Murdoch's 36 kids, I think they have. So they played a pretty good game. We made mistakes, but that's going to happen when we have to play guys all over the place.
Yeah, and when you, like I say, when you lose this starter, you put somebody else in there, it's probably a starter in a different position. So you've weakened at least two spots and maybe three or four, the way it sounds.
Yeah, it's we've had a number of different issues, and we never know throughout the week who's going to be able to go on Friday and that kind of thing. But, yeah, we had to kind of change things on the fly, and we had that in mind for Elmwood Murdoch, so we kind of we kind of planned for that a little bit, but, you know, there's only so much you can do to get guys ready for playing spots they haven't played before.
Right. All right, let's turn the page on that one. I'm sure that's okay with everybody at HTRS. This week, Fall City St. Hearts coming to town on Friday night. The Irish 0-4 on the year. They've got a few injury problems as well they've dealt with this year. They had a wild game last week against a pretty good Weeping Water team. What do you think about the Friday matchup of the Irish?
I think that they're a pretty good team despite their injuries. You know, it's the thing with them is that they just don't make a lot of mistakes. They run their offense correctly. They block the right guys. They find the right gaps. And so when they're going to be lined up against us, we're expecting that we're going to have to play our best game in order to give ourselves a shot. But you know, we like the way that we match up in certain regards, and I'm sure Doug likes the way that certain things look for him too.
Right. Yeah. It's two teams in the county. You hate to see them looking for that first win of the year at this point, but sometimes that's just the way it goes during the season. As far as your team, you said maybe a few kids coming back, hopefully this week.
Yeah, there's some chances that we'll see some of our upperclassmen return or at least come back in part. We're not 100% sure on anybody at this point. That could change within, you know, a couple hours, because that's how we're living is hour to hour. But you know, I would love to see them come back, and I think that they would like to come back for homecoming. So. That would be part of the thing for them, is that they'd want to push themselves to get to that point.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us today, and we'll talk to you Friday night in the pregame show.
All right, thank you.
You can hear the Irish and the Titans on Friday night on KTNC, 1230 AM and 107.1 FM, and, of course, on the MSC Radio Sports app. That's our HTRS Coaches Show for this week.